Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
So the biggest problem that we have is a lack of laborers.
Inkinga enkulu esinayo ukweswela abasebenzi.
And as I have said,
Njoba bengishilo,
I want to recruit you.
Ngifuna ukumema nina.
To become a laborer in the house of God.
Ukuba nibe izisebenzi endlini kaNkulunkulu.
So I began to tell you that there is a need for shepherds.
Ngiqale ngakutshela ukuthi kudingeka umelusi.
There is a need for people who will sacrifice their lives.
Kudinga abantu abanikela impilo zabo.
There's a need for people who will sacrifice their time.
Abazonikela ngesikhathi sabo.
First and foremost, to know God.
Ukuqala ukwazi uNkulunkulu.
And secondly, to serve him.
Nokumsebenzela.
Hallelujah. There is a need for such people.
Kunesidingo salabo bantu.
People who give themselves to knowing who God is.
Abayinikela kubona ukuba bamazi uNkulunkulu.
And developing a relationship with him.
Bekhande nobudlelwane naye.
A special people.
Babaleke kakhulu.
They even become more special.
Babaleka kakhulu bethu.
When they avail themselves.
Uma beyiveza bona.
To serve God.
Ekusebenzeleni uNkulunkulu.
Because we have very very few.
Ngoba sina abancane.
Who are willing to do this.
Abafuna ukwenza lokho.
That even it was breaking Jesus' heart.
Bekubulala umoya kaJesu.
That the laborers are few.
Ukuthi izisebenzi zincane.
Are you listening to me somebody?
Ngilalele.
So I want you.
Ngifuna wena
to have the heart and the desire.
Ube nenhliziyo nokulangazelela.
To serve God.
Ukusebenzela uNkulunkulu.
Don't look down on it.
Ungabheki phansi
khona. Don't think that it is too hard.
Ungacabanga ukuthi kunzima.
It's not too hard.
Akukho nzima.
The Lord has given us the Holy Spirit.
uNkulunkulu kunikile umoya oyingcwele.
And the Holy Spirit is there to help.
Umoya oyingcwele ukhona ukukusiza.
And if you ask him to help you, he will help you.
Ungacela ukusiza uzokusiza.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is possible to give yourself to the Lord.
Akwenzakali ukuthi unike
uNkulunkulu. It is possible to live a life a righteous life.
Kuyenzeka ukuba uphile impilo
yokulunga. It is possible to live the life of sin.
Kuyenzeka ukuba uphile impilo
yokona. And to live the type of life that God wants us to live.
Impilo leyo uNkulunkulu afuna
siphile. It's possible. It's possible.
Kuyenzeka.
Tell the neighbor, say it's possible.
Kuyenzeka.
Because the world makes it seem like it's not possible.
Umhlaba wenze ngathi akubonakali.
The devil is a liar.
USathane unamanga.
I said the devil is a liar.
USathane unamanga.
It is possible to love God with all your heart.
Kuyenzeka ukuthanda uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yakho.
And to follow him with all your heart.
Nokumlandela ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
And to serve him with all your heart.
Nokumsebenzela ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
It is very very possible.
Kuyenzeka nje kahle.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So some of us we have the desire.
Abanye bethu banokulangazela.
But we doubt.
Kodwa bayavilapha.
Because we fear that we'll fall into sin again.
Ngoba besaba ukuthi bazobuyele koneni futhi.
You will not fall into sin.
Ngeke ubuyele koneni.
The devil has been lying to you.
USathane beqamba amanga kuwe.
God will not call you just to embarrass you.
uNkulunkulu ngeke akubize ukuphoxa.
God will not call you to see you fail.
Ngeke afune ukukubona uphelela.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Shayi zanda ushayela inkosi.
And so over the last couple of weeks
emavikini adlule
I've been sharing on how you can become a shepherd.
Bengutshela ngokuthi uba kanjani umelusi.
So today
namhlanje
I want to quickly share
ngifuna ukukutshela kafushane
on what is the work of a shepherd.
Yini umsebenzi womelusi.
Are you understanding me?
Yeah.
Let's first go to Ephesians chapter 4.
Asiqale siye kwabaseFesu chapter 4
and take it from verse 10.
Suke kuverse 10.
Ephesians chapter 4.
kwabaseFesu chapter 4.
Reading from verse 10.
Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 10. He who ascended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Hallelujah. So Paul here is talking about Jesus.
UPaulo lapha ukhuluma ngoJesu.
He said that before he went to heaven where he is now, he released gifts on the earth. And he gifted men. He made some of them to be prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors and teachers. Hallelujah. Why? What is the responsibility of these people? Your version says to equip the saints.
The ministry.
For the work of the ministry.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
For the edifying of the body of Christ. In other words, God gave gifts to men so that these men and women can equip the church, congregations around the world, so that the people whom they equip can be involved in the work of the ministry. This is extremely important. God wants you to be involved in the work. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I will be involved. In Jesus' mighty name. So God wants you to work for Him. God wants you to serve Him. God wants you to be involved in this mighty work. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give you 4 points. Very simple. That shows us the work that a shepherd does. And you might be very surprised how simple it is. Young people can do this work. Old people can do this work. Women can do this work. Men can do this work. Those who can speak English can do this work. Those who cannot speak English can do this work. Those who are educated can do this work. Those who are not educated can do this work. All of us can be involved. Hallelujah. So the work of the shepherd, number one, is to pray. Someone say to pray.
Tandas.
Ask your neighbor, can you pray?
What's
the answer?
Uthi.
Yeah. That means you can be a shepherd. What a simple work. It's to pray.
Tandas.
One day I checked the
dictionary
to find out what does it mean to pray. And the dictionary said, to pray means to talk to God.
Dictionary
that's simple. You just talk. And you are praying. How many here can pray? Lift up your hand. I want to see you can pray. Look at the potential shepherds in the house of God. Put your hands together for Jesus. Bibles with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 26 and verse 40.
Vula iBhayibheli ku Matthew 26 ku verse 40.
I think today for the first time I'll keep my promise of preaching for a short time.
Ngiyacabanga kusuka namhlanje ngizokhipha isithembiso sami sokushumayela kafushane.
A miracle is going to happen today. Matthew, what did I say? 26:40.
Matthew chapter 26 and verse 40. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping.
He found them doing what?
Sleeping.
Tell a neighbor, say, too much sleep is dangerous.
Yeah.
Some people, Sandile, they sleep 12 hours a day. Then they'll come and say, Pastor, please pray for me. I need a job. You need a what?
Ufunani?
And you sleep how long?
You
are
playing us. When?
I don't feel like I'm in church today. He found them sleeping. He found them what? Sleeping. Continue.
And said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour?
He said to Peter, what?
What you Peter in?
He was surprised. He was shocked. Because at that time, Jesus was facing heavy, heavy duty problems, if I can call them that. People were looking for him to kill him.
Abantu babemfuna befuna ukumbulala.
And soldiers were on the way to come and capture him and kill him.
Babesendleleni bezombamba.
And he was facing extreme pressure. And it was such a main thing that he called his disciples to the mountain. For a prayer retreat. And he said, come and help me pray. Because I sense in my spirit that something is about to happen. It's so sad when you are leading people who are not spiritual. When you are the only person who senses anything. Come, let's pray. And let's meet at this particular time. Excuse after excuse after excuse.
After excuse.
So Jesus was carrying his burden alone. But anyway, we are not there.
God has called up.
Continue.
Quebec.
He said, what?
In
verse 41. Watch and pray. Watch and pray.
No, start from where he was surprised.
And said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Hallelujah. What version are you reading? Huh? Can you borrow her King James just to read this for me? Verse 40.
And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour?
Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Hallelujah. The part that I want there is where he says, could you not watch with me?
For 1 hour.
Praying means to talk to God. But most people, they pray about themselves. Lord, I need a job. Lord, I'm praying for, what are some of our prayer topics? To pass a school. Lord, make my business work. Lord, I'm praying for my children. Me. It's all about me. But a shepherd is a bit different. Jesus said, could you not watch? That word watch is to pray. With me. In other words, we are not necessarily praying about your issues. We are praying about my issues. the issues that are important to the Lord. Could you not watch with me? Many souls are perishing. This is my major concern. Will you not watch with me to intercede concerning the souls that are perishing every day? So the work of a shepherd is to pray. But not just to pray for yourself, but to pray for somebody else. And to pray what God wants us to pray about. The issues that are important to God in other people's lives. I listen to me, somebody. Yes, God wants us to work. Yes, God wants our businesses to work. Yes, He wants our families to have peace. Oh, He wants us to have joy. He is our Father. He wants this for us. But there are also other issues. There are people who are moving around in this life who have no relationship with God, and they are almost at the end of their lives. If nobody comes to preach to them, they will die and go to hell. There are people who have been in the house of God for 15 years, but they have no relationship with God. They don't even have a Bible. And they've been Christians for 15 years without a Bible. Without a Bible. Without a Bible. Without a Bible. There are churches, whole congregations, many of them flock to church on Sunday. But you find that two or three have a Bible. The only way you can know God is if you will sit down and read your Bible. If anyone says they know God and they don't even have a Bible, liar, 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 liar. Umaka, umaka. Sandile, you are the only one saying amen.
Brother Sandile, what amen?
Let me stay close to you. Keep encouraging me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why, every week. Where's your Bible? Where's your Bible? Where's your Bible? Where's your
Bible?
After you have it now,
usunalo
manje, we are going to now be putting pressure on you to read it.
Sizokufakela ipressure ukuthi ulifunde.
The war is now, just at least have it for now.
Ncono ube nalo manje.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nompumelelo, there are many things that concern us.
Sizinompumelelo kuningi okungikhathazayo.
And very few people pray about it.
Bancane futhi abathandaza ngakho.
I wish the Lord could give us His eyes to see the world from His perspective so that we can care. People are perishing every day. Death is not a problem. The problem is, where will you go after you die? And the big problem is, wherever you go, is permanent. If you miss heaven and you go to the other place, can you please shake your neighbor? These eyes that are busy falling asleep are disturbing me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbors, please don't disturb my pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was I saying? Can you see I'm disturbed? Yeah. if you die, you see. Uma ufa yabo. And you see yourself going down.
Uyayibona uyaphansi.
And you go down.
Uyaphansi ngempela.
And there's a gate even down there.
Khona nesango khona lapha phansi.
And uyangena nawe
gate
le.
You are entering the gate.
Once lavaleka lelo gate.
Once that gate's closed.
There's no turning back.
Akukho kubuyela emuva.
It's forever.
Okwangunaphakade.
Recently my daughter and I were talking.
Indodazi yami besixoxa.
And you know, she only has one grandfather left.
Unomkhulu yedwa seleyo.
And so I was explaining to her that my father has passed away.
Ngimchazela ukuthi ubaba wami washona.
Do you see? And the only grandfather you have left is your mother's father.
Ngimtshela ngathi umkhulu sele nayo kamama.
And so I think it was Tuesday somewhere there.
Ngicabanga bangolesibili.
She said to me, "Daddy,
what you give me baba?
Are you going to see your father again?"
Uzombona yini ubaba wakho futhi?
I said, "My daughter, I don't know."
Ngathi indodazi yami angazi.
And she was kind of confused. Why don't you know?
What did they go? What you know?
So I said to her, when a person dies,
ngathi umuntu maye hamba,
they either go to heaven,
uya ezulwini,
or they go to hell,
noma uya esihogweni.
And I don't know where your grandfather is.
Senangimazi umkhulu wakho ukuthi uye kuphi.
Because I don't know if he ever got born again.
Ngoba bengazi noma uzelwe kabusha na.
Are you here? You've gone home.
Nikhona noma nisemakhaya.
And she said, "Daddy, can you show me hell?"
Wathi baba ngangibonisa isihogo na.
I said it's a difficult questions, but let's go to Google and see if there's anything.
Kukhulu kodwa ke sigugule sibone.
And I googled.
Ngagugula.
And there were pictures of fire and people screaming and crying.
Labantu bekha.
She said, "Oh,
wathi hayi hayi."
So Daddy, I don't want to go to hell.
Baba mina ngifuna ukuya esihogweni.
Me too, I don't want to go to hell.
Ngathi nami ngifuna ukuya khona.
To avoid it, let's go to heaven together.
Ukuvimba siyene ezulwini sobabili.
How do you go to heaven?
Wathi siwa kanjani ezulwini?
We have to do the things that God wants you to
do. Kumele senze uNkulunkulu afuna sikwenze.
The thing is permanent once it happens.
Lokho kunganaphakade mase kwenzekile.
All our second chances and our third chances are here.
Amathuba esibili nawe sithathu aphelela la.
So your job as a shepherd,
umsebenzi wakho njengomelusi,
is to pray for somebody else.
Ukuthandaza uthandazela abanye.
Lord,
Nkosi,
let them know you.
Benze bakwazi.
Let them have an encounter with you.
Benze behlangane nawe.
Let them grow spiritually.
Benze bekhule emoyeni.
Let them discover their destiny.
Benze bebone ipurpose
yabo. Let them walk with you.
Benze behambe nawe.
That's why Jesus said, "Will you not watch with me?"
Ingakho Jesu ethi beningelinde nami na.
Join my prayer topics.
Sanganyela emthandazweni wami.
A shepherd is someone who has the ability
umelusi umuntu onamandla
to pray the issues that are important to God.
Ukuthandaza lokho okufuneka kuNkulunkulu.
Not the issues that are important to you.
Hayi lokho okubaleke kuwe.
The issues that are important to God.
Kodwa lo abaleke kuNkulunkulu.
As you grow closer and closer to him.
Ngoba ukukhula kuyena.
His issues become your issues.
I-issue yakhe indaba yakhe kuba indaba yakho.
I'm always moved when we sing that song.
Yino ngiyakaza amancula lengoma.
Angiwanaki amanxeba ami.
Angwanaka manxebami
uzowapholisa ubaba
uzowapholisa ubaba.
Is a person who sings like that
umuntu ocula kanjalo.
Is a person who is suffering for a greater purpose
umuntu osokolile esokolela okukhulu.
For a greater purpose
osokolela okukhulu.
Not just for themselves
hayi yena
but for a greater purpose
okukhulu.
So the work of a shepherd is simple
umsebenzi kwamelusi ulula.
Pastor, me, I don't want to be a pastor.
Baba mina ngifuna ukuba upastor.
It's okay.
Kulungile.
But at least you can pray.
Kodwa kulungile ungathandaza.
Pray for somebody.
Uthandazele omunye.
When you see empty chairs in the church.
Mawubona izitulo zingaphelele.
Be concerned.
Khathazeka.
Pray.
uyathandaza.
Lord, I pray.
Inkosi ngiyakhuleka.
May it be well with your people.
Akube njalo
kubantu bakho. May your people grow spiritually.
Abantu bakho bakhule moyeni.
Whatever things, oh God, that are resisting.
Noma ngabe yini.
I resistance from them knowing you.
Ebabamba ukuba
bayizwe. We come against them in the name of Jesus.
Siza kukhona ngegama lika Jesu.
All the demonic powers.
Onke amandla amadimoni.
That surround their lives.
Abavimbile.
And oppress them.
Abacindezelayo.
So that they will not reach out to you.
Ukufika kuwena.
We uproot them in the name of Jesus.
Siyawagqugula
ngegama lika Jesu. These are the types of prayers of a shepherd.
Imthandazo lo emele ithandazo umelusi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read for me quickly Acts chapter 4. Sorry, Acts chapter 6 from verse 2 to verse 4. I want to show you some serial shepherds now.
Zenzo chapter 6.
Chapter 6, verse 2 to verse 4.
Acts chapter 6 and verse 2. Then the 12 called the multitudes of the disciples unto them, and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer, and to the ministry of the word.
But we will give ourselves
God asizonikela
continually
siqhubeke
to prayer
ekukhulekeni
and to the ministry of the word
nasenkonzweni yesu.
These are higher levels
kuphakeme.
These ones are now saying we want to live to pray.
Laba bathu bafuna ukuhlalela ukuthandaza.
It's our job
umsebenzi wethu
to pray
ukuthandaza.
It's our job
umsebenzi wethu
to read the Bible
ukufunda amaBhayibheli
to understand the word of God
ukwazi izwi likaNkulunkulu.
It's a higher level of shepherdorial work
Pretoria iphakeme kaNkulunkulu.
But for as long as you can pray
noma ukwazi ukuthandaza
you can be a shepherd
ungaba umelusi.
Hallelujah. If you are in this church
uma ula kuleli bandla
and you run a Bible study
uhola iBible study
you run a ministry
urana iministry noma yipi
your biggest function
umsebenzi wakho omkhulu
is to pray
ukuthandaza.
Pray for those people
thandazela labo bantu
that come to your ministry
laba beze enhlanganweni
yakho that come to your Bible study group
abeze eBible study
pray for them
bathandazela
pray
bathandazela
don't just complain
ungaba labali
hey bahlale ba late
they are always late
hey, this and this and this
hey yebo
pray
thandaza
pray
thandaza
someone say pray
umunye akathi thandaza.
Number 2.
Okwesibili.
The work of a shepherd.
Umsebenzi kamelusi.
Is to visit, visitation.
Ukuvakasha, ukuvakashelana.
Jeremiah 23 verse 2.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah chapter 23
and verse 2. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 2. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people.
Pastors are shepherds. Yes.
Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord.
God said, you have scattered my flocks and you have not what?
uThunkulunkulu uhlakazile izimvu zami.
You have not visited them.
Awuyivakashelanga.
Can you visit someone?
Amen.
But can you visit someone? Is it difficult to visit someone?
Kunzima ukuvakashela umuntu.
What does visiting someone mean?
Ukuvakashela umuntu kusho ukuthini?
Huh? You go to their place where they live. Now, you see, just like praying, Jesus said, will you watch with me? So most of us, we visit our friends, isn't it? We visit our family members. We visit all kinds of people. But a shepherd doesn't visit you because you are family. Like when Mbanjwa.
Like you are Mr. Mbanjwa.
You are
visiting another.
See, that's family.
That one is a family. Like.
But a shepherd visits because you are a member of the family of God. The amens are not blessing. Are you understanding what I'm saying? In other words, the main reason for the visit is because I'm visiting a child of God. Sometimes we have to visit when everything is okay. Because the Bible says, iron sharpeneth
iron.
In other words, when a child of God is talking to another child of God, by the time they separate, you will have more fire than before. Sometimes that is the purpose of the visit. Another time, the purpose of a visit is that one of your brothers and sisters in the Lord is about to backslide. Is about to make the biggest mistake of their lives. So you go visit. You encourage. It is well. God is good. God will protect us. God will save us. God will deliver us. You know, Mama Ntsakiso, I hear a lot of good news about you.
Mama Ntsakiso, ngizindaba ezinhle ngawe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we must encourage each other. Put good fire. Some people, when they visit, they rather put strange fire. By the time they leave your house, you hate another church member. Tell a neighbor, I don't want those visitors. Hot spotting each other in bad things. To be visited by somebody who is on fire for God. So that by the time they leave, I'm also on fire for God. And you and I must be that somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, you and I must be that somebody. Put your hands together for Jesus. You know, one of the most amazing things that God does is of late, which I really enjoy, is we go, we get a phone call, for example. Somebody is ill, somebody is this, somebody is that. And we find them in the sick bed. By the time we leave, the person is walking with us, moving with us. I enjoy such visits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You didn't understand what I said. You go and the person is lying in the sick bed. Has been in bed for days. You go and visit. When you leave, the person is strong again. The person wakes up. The person walks you to the gate. What a visit. The There are many people who need a visit from a child of God. I think, Obed, many husbands must come to our church and leave their tithes here. Even if they don't attend, they must leave their tithes and go back home. Sometimes we are saving marriages of people and they don't even know. Even when I was a young man, the Lord asked me to go visit someone. Now this person who I went to visit was, you know, they had lobolad hair and everything. And they were about to marry. So when I got there, I found that this lady is starting to have doubts about marrying the husband she was to marry. By the time I left the house, she was full of fire to marry her husband. And they married and they have children and they are living together and they are happy today. Put your hands together for the Lord. It's the visit of a Christian. It's the visit of a Christian. You can't leave things the same that you found. By the time you leave, it's always better. It's always better. It's always better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, so the work of a shepherd is that easy. Pray.
Tandaz.
Visit. Maybe you should tell yourself that if I visit a friend, I must visit a child of God.
Visit.
Not to go post strange fire, but for iron sharpeneth iron. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Will you start visiting other children of God? And when you get there, don't talk about soccer. You've got too many friends you can talk about soccer about. Too many.
You
just talk about some serious things. What you are feeling in your spirit. What God is telling you. What you are praying about these days. The dreams you are having. The visions you are having.
Pastor, you saw Kaiser Chiefs.
Who's plays for Chiefs these days? Hey, now that you're in church, you don't know.
Man, so. Something else.
Hallelujah. Read for me Matthew 25.
Matthew 25.
And I think I will close here. Read for me from verse 31. Matthew 25 and verse 31.
Mm-hmm. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him.
Who is the Son of Man?
Jesus.
Who's the Son of Man?
Jesus.
Is someone say Jesus?
Jesus.
Okay, when he comes, what's gonna happen?
Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the one of the least of this, my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
Amen. He says, when he comes back, Percy, all the nations of the world will be gathered next to him. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said he will separate them. I think it says sheep on the right, goats on the left. Do you understand? Sheep is good, goat is bad.
Do you understand?
That's why I'm always surprised when people call each other goats. They should rather call each other sheep. Okay, you don't agree. Me, I want to be on the right hand as a sheep. You'll be there as a goat, okay? We are going to read about goats now. So, you put the sheep on the right. And he said, you people, you fed me when I was hungry. Gave me water when I was thirsty. Just read that part again. Just register the things that he's saying.
For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. Verse 35. Mm-hmm. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. Mm-hmm. I was a stranger, and ye took me in.
I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Yeah.
Naked, and ye clothed me.
You clothed me, yeah.
Wow. I was sick, and ye visited me.
I was sick, and you visited me.
I was in prison, and you came unto me.
I was in prison, and you came.
Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered?
And then read the part where it says that, the last verse that you read.
Funde ukugcina.
And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, verse 40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of this my brethren.
He said, you have done it to one of the least of my brethren. In other words, when you took care of somebody, because they are a child of God. You see, there are people who have a good heart. Do you understand? And generally, because of the goodness of their heart, they take care of people and do this.
Amen.
But here he says, you're not doing it just because you have a good heart, but you are doing it because it's my brethren. Then he says, when you do it because it's one of my brethren, he said that it means it's the same as doing it to me. Have you ever ever fed someone just because they are a child of God? Have you ever gave someone water because they are thirsty? Because they are a child of God. Have you visited someone because they are a child of God? Have you clothed someone just because they are a child of God? I know you might have done it for other people. You did it for your family members. But this one is saying, just because they are my brethren. There are many Christians who will shockingly be in the congregation of the goats and not be in the congregation of the sheep. Let's quickly read about the goats. Just verse 41.
Verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into...
Depart!
Hamban. Sugan.
We are cursed.
Nikalegisiwe.
Into everlasting fire. Prepared for the devil.
Everlasting fire is hell. By the way,
Lonjalo is hog.
Yeah.
Prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, and he gave me no meat.
I was hungry, and he didn't give me. You might have given other people, but you didn't give
me.
Continue.
I was thirsty, and he gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not, sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered or thirst?
So they'll say, Jesus, we never saw you hungry.
Jesus, just
now you are cool.
Jesus, you are sick.
Or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee. Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me.
Hallelujah. So if he didn't do it for his brethren, in other words, another fellow Christian, it means that you didn't do it for him. Your neighbors may hail you.
They
say, Yazunko Sam, uyaphana
lo. Shobethi, is giving too much.
Yazunenhliziyo your end.
His good heart.
Emhlophe qwa.
White like a snow.
Oh, shame.
Yes.
The whole community can speak of you like that.
But
when Jesus sees you,
God to chase a boga.
He
saw a goat.
Because you don't do it for him. For him. There's a difference. There's a difference. Hallelujah. I heard one man of God. He said he doesn't just give his money to anyone. Because when people ask for money, you don't know whether it's a Muslim, whether it's a Sangoma. He said he would rather go give another fellow brother in Christ who is struggling. When he said it, I didn't understand. But now I realize there's a difference. If he didn't do it for the least of my brethren. Because you see, when you are born again and you are a child of God, Jesus takes you as a sibling. He's your big brother. He's my big brother. So it says, if you don't do it for my other siblings, you are not doing it for me. If you don't visit my siblings, then you are not visiting me. You are a good visitor, even in your family. Your cousins,
if they talk when you are not there,
they are saying, yes, vagashela, Nkosi
Amara. Hey, what a visit of this man.
But no child of God has ever seen you step into their home just because they're a child of God. No child of God knows your water.
Amanzi.
Don't know whether it's brown or whether it has cholera or doesn't have. They don't know. They've never tasted your water. A child of God. You know, sometimes I said I will not preach for long. Sandile, when there's funerals,
it's like I can cry.
Because to gather God's people, just to go and comfort another fellow brother or sister in the Lord, it's like
I'm taking out my teeth.
Show the love of God. Why do I have to take out my belt? You, as a child of God, it should hurt you that my fellow brother in the Lord, I must go show my support. Recently, I had to write a very dangerous message. Because somebody had lost someone. And I think about less than five, if not more, attended the funeral. Hey, I was so shy. So embarrassed. I said, I will not keep quiet. And I sent a long love letter like this. So where I used to work, when my boss sends an email that everybody doesn't like, we call it a love letter. So I sent a love letter. And some people came. But even after my heartfelt plea, come, let's go support our own. Some people said, you know, the WhatsApp, there's a notification and get the.
There's notification. Flash up a post.
Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Anna's in Kulumangan.
This work is so simple, Putin. To pray.
Tandaz.
To visit.
Ukuvakashela.
We need people who will do this. In the house of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's rise to our feet. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.